This is Sounds of Science. I'm John Sterling from Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News. Researchers from Trinity College Dublin report that they have found a metabolic byproduct of trypanosome activity that is found in livestock, including camels. Called indolpyruvate, it is responsible for the putrid smell of camel urine. More importantly, though, indolpyruvate may offer excellent possibilities for developing anti-trypanosome drugs and therapies for fighting African sleeping sickness. Trypanosomes, which frequently cause fatalities in sub-Saharan Africa from sleeping sickness, are parasites of the mammalian bloodstream. They rely on flies that bite, like the tsetse fly, for transmission. They must constantly evade their host's immune defenses through waves of infections while simultaneously prolonging the survival of their hosts. This is to ensure life cycle completion and future transmission via the other biting flies. For more on the significance of the Trinity College study, which was published in PNAS, here's Professor of Biochemistry Derek Nolan, who led the research team.
We've identified, if you like, a kind of unique feature in a way of the metabolism of the parasite. It's kind of they've evolved in a way which they're obliged to secrete this metabolite, this indolpyruvate, which appears to modulate their host response. But the step in which the metabolic step, if you like, which they use to generate this material is unique to them in a way. It's something that we the mammals or the hosts, the humans or the cattle or the cows or the sheep or camels or whatever don't normally have in their metabolism. And this single step is definitely open to inhibition. So if you inhibit or if you suppress the activity of the enzyme actually that's responsible for this step, then it's extremely harmful for the parasite. There's a very good chance that this enzyme, specific inhibitors can be made to this enzyme that will discriminate between the parasite and the host. So I suppose from that point of view, there is a good target for a therapeutic here, and we know that if you basically suppress the level of this enzyme in the parasite, they die.
Additionally, because indolpyruvate modifies the behavior of important immune cells and protects them from becoming fully active, the compound has potential as an inhibitor of common inflammatory diseases. Again, Professor Nolan.
This compound appears to suppress or dampen down an inflammatory response from host macrophages. So these are cells that are normally there to identify infection and respond to it. And then part of that response is an inflammation. And of course, unfortunately, a bit of inflammation is good for you, but a lot of inflammation is bad. And if you can suppress inflammation where it shouldn't be occurring, then of course you have potential to deal with a lot of inflammatory situations which are completely separate from sleeping sickness. I mean, these would be things like, you know, arthritis and so on, where we have inappropriate inflammation. So the hope would be that by exploiting this molecule or looking at it and modifying it, that you can actually come up with some new anti-inflammatories in effect.
Dr. Nolan's group is currently designing new molecules that resemble indolpyruvate with the goal of being to inhibit the enzymatic step in the trypanosome. Thanks for listening. For Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News, I'm John Sterling.